Hey guys, welcome to the second episode of the How to Fail podcast. Today we're discussing another topic titled Cooking a Dry Pot. Let's start with this idiom, shall we? The fire and the pot are frequent guests of the kitchen. But this doesn't mean they should overstay their welcome because this is how a house gets burnt. Let's explain. You can have your pot and your fire because you need both to cook most of the time. But if you put nothing in that pot and light your fire, chances are you will smoke the house and maybe burn down the house. This has a way of relating to business. And you're wondering how? Well, one of the most important things any startup would consider, any person with an idea that wants to do a business would consider, is writing their budget. And you know, there are very key features of the budget. There are very important things you need to put together when writing your budget. You have your pot. This could be your startup capital to prepare your products, to buy your products, to import the items you might need to create your products, right? Then there's the fire, which is probably your marketing, where you now put money for ads or, put money for your branding, your logos, your imagery and everything, right? But you see, just because you have money for these two things alone does not mean your business will succeed. That is why the budget is made up of more than these things. I see a lot of budget come my way and, people always ask me to help review their budget. And then when you take a look, you realize that they skip out so many important things, forgetting that this is how to burn their house down. You have your pot, you have your fire, nothing inside, no maintenance cost. No salary budgets, no miscellaneous, no research and development, nothing for any of these things. And there are so many other things based on the business you're looking at. What they don't know is that by skipping these things or by telling themselves they can do without these things, they burn their business even before it starts. They end up spending money and it will never yield. Now, you're wondering, okay, what about that advice that says start small, start with what you have, that you're just trying to start small and start with what you have? Well, that doesn't mean you should put a pot on fire and put nothing inside. That's not starting small. That's just not cooking, because you need to put something. And it's so funny because something as simple as salt could ruin your food. Too much of it or too little of it. So you see, everything is important. This is where I would place maybe a draft. Let's pretend you have a budget and you want to, put it down following what you hope you need or what you believe you need and then what you have in hand. After putting out your budget and you put out your maintenance, your salary, your research and development, your marketing, your product cost and everything, and you realize the total cost is maybe 1 million a year or 1 million in a month, and you're going, no, I can't afford 1 million in a month. I can maximumly do 100,000 in a month. Does that mean I should not start at all? No. What I mean is this. Rather than do everything in large proportions, cut them down. Starting small is not what, people do this thing where they go, okay, starting small, I can get the shop and, I've done something, go to do the rest. That's nothing. I wouldn't know why, because your rent start counting and you're not selling anything. Starting small is this. You look at that cost and you go, okay, based on what I have here for salaries, I said I want to employ 4 persons. Why don't I just start alone and pay myself salary, And, if I'm paying each person 10,000 naira, then I should take the 10,000 naira for myself and, work with this business. And when it looks like it's big enough to handle more than one person's salary, I will employ a second person. Yes. Now, you're wondering, you can start a business without paying yourself. And you hear many people say, I did my business without paying myself for 3 years. Well, there was another source of income. Because if that's your only source of income, chances are you will eat from your profit, you will eat from your earning, and you will not have a business after 6 months. You will keep doing it and you're just living the hand-to-mouth life. That is not a business. All right? Now, for your marketing, you go, my plan is to ensure that the whole world sees me. I want to conquer Lagos, I want to conquer Nigeria, I want to keep expanding, and I want to get to the world. It sounds all cool with, so many wanna in it. But just because you want to do those things doesn't mean that's the way to go. Starting small is this. Thank God for social media. You can actually use a 5,000 naira budget per week on Facebook or on Instagram. And if you have a very good digital marketing skill, or you have someone who is willing to pro bono for you, good and fine. They tell you what you need and you follow that. You don't need to spend so much, and you're reaching out to the people you need to reach out to. You might not reach out to 1,000, but you see, if out of every 10 you get 2 people that would genuinely pay, that's something, because that could take care of your own need. That could pay your salaries. That could maintain your single laptop. Because if you have 10 laptops because you want to have a shop with 10 laptops, or you want to have an office space with 10 laptops, missing out something as simple as maintenance fee or maintenance cost could damage your business. Now, let's use a real life scenario. We had our business set up one time and we had everything we need. You know, we had our budget well planned out, and the one thing we felt was not so important was maintenance fee or maintenance cost. We didn't have so much money to allocate to that. And we told ourselves, when we make money, we'll handle this one. Let's just start with what we need. So we listed out everything and started spending based on our list, leaving out maintenance cost. In our first, second, third months, 3 laptops went bad and they needed to be fixed. In the fourth month, one was completely destroyed, so we needed to replace it. You see, there was no money kept for this, so we started taking money from product sales. We started taking money from other aspects of the business to maintain these products. When we ended up doing our audits, we realized that we were not making money. Not because money wasn't coming in, but it was going into something that we never planned for. You now see how important that small salt is in your food, right? Yes. Now, I would recommend that you always take your time to rewrite your budget as you grow. If you have 1 customer when you started and then you end up having 3 customers at the end of the month, draw a new budget. Why? You now have extra persons that you might not be able to take care of single-handedly. So write a new budget and go, I might need 1 more person to help me service the second person. And ensure that that second person's fee is enough to pay the bill of the person you're hiring. And in that fee, there is something left to maintain the tool that they are using. Savvy? Do you know, it's so funny when a business starts and they think, I'm just going to start with what I have. And it's something as simple as buying fuel or paying for internet that can ruin that business, because you're not buying fuel. And then you come to the office and they go, there's no fuel and there's no money and you didn't plan for it. And okay, let's not work today. We'll pray that power holding restores power. And they don't. And for 3 days, they don't restore power. And then 4th day, your business is dead because you did not do anything for 4 days. See how something simple ruins businesses, yes? So this is it. Never cook a dry pot. Don't ever draw your budget and tell yourself, I can leave this and do it later. Drop your budget and grow systematically. Pay for the little you can. You know, I'm not saying stick out something and leave the other. No, I mean, if you have a full budget list, drop the percentage. If you have 100,000 and you wanted to do something worth 1 million, that's good, because that's 10% of what you need. Drop everything to 10% of their actual cost. You need a website that is going to cost you 100,000. Start with a blog of 10,000 naira. You wanted to do marketing that was going to cost you 100,000. Good. Do social media advert that will cost you 10,000 naira for a week. You wanted to hire 5 people and pay them 50,000. Good. Pay just yourself 10,000 naira. Keep doing this and you would see your business grow. You will realize that you have money for everything you need. You are not losing money. And when the profits come, it's not going to feed something else in the budget that you skipped. It's coming in as actual profits. This is how to grow your business. And failure to do this, just as how you fail to put something in your pot when you light it up can burn a house down, this is how we could burn our businesses. So once again, from me to you, with love and a little bit of sense. Cheers.